Everybody,
you're online on live. We went live. Oh, she went live and she surprised us. Hello. She just fucking
Utterly Insane Productions, the Insane Asylum.
I'm stuck in a book and I can't get out.
They're playing with the Kindle Fire.
Yes, it's Joe's Kindle Fire.
He's destroying my Kindle Fire, motherfucker. I've got books so that I can learn how to do a better podcast. Now he's fucking around in my Amazon Prime account. Son of a bitch.
I'm gonna order a movie from
I gotta tell you something. Hello universe or world or whatever you come from, or this is Utterly Insane's Productions, Insane Asylum. We're back on track. Hopefully we sound pretty good today. We had some mic issues last week.
Joe has issues with the mics.
I have issues with you.
So
I don't know. I can't see anybody right now because I don't have Facebook open. I gotta figure out how to. Okay, that's muted. Right. Okay. Oh, we are live right here.
Yep, and then she did that to us.
Yeah. She fucking took me by surprise, man.
Yeah, well, that's your wife.
Well, you said you were starting in 20 minutes at 10 after, so
yeah,
hey.
You weren't prepared.
Not Hi, my Ashley. Problem.
Ashley. You're fine.
Even Joy says hi. Listen to that. Did you see that? Even the puppy said hi.
Get in there. Lay down. Do you see it or do you hear it?
Do I see it
there's the puppy. You can see
I
her on my camera.
I muted over here. I made sure I muted it before I opened. Anyway, this is the Insane Asylum. I'm Joe, and we haven't discovered who this is yet.
Oh,
well,
wait a minute.
I'm somebody.
I thought you were Jesus Christ, and that was God.
Okay, I'm Jesus Christ, this is God. You sure you don't want me to be Charles Manson today? I can do that to you. Anyhow, we are coming to you live from Watertown, Wisconsin. And it is snowing outside. Yes, you can see Joy. She's on camera over by Tanya. That is Timber Joy, our purebred Siberian Husky mascot. And she's got herself a bottle. All right. Anyway, I got something to tell you. We took a trip a couple of weeks ago, a few weeks back. We were taking a trip, and I think we were going to see my daughter, Deborah, for breakfast. Was that for the trip?
No, we were on our way down to get Ashley.
Oh, okay. We're on our way to go get Ashley. And I swear to God, and I'm not kidding you, this is fucking true, man. I was going fucking nuts.
It wasn't yesterday. It was a week ago, Friday.
He was high on
something. No, I wasn't.
No,
I was,
he wasn't.
But, I wasn't that out of my fucking mind, man.
She bumped it again.
Anyway, we got behind this fucking truck. Okay. And I think if I remember right, it was a garbage truck. I don't know. It was fucked up, man. I swear to God, fucking aliens were talking to me. I'm not fucking shitting you. I was saying it the whole time, I think. Fucking aliens and UFOs, and they were coming to get me. I swear to God.
You know the back of the truck, how it has those lights?
This motherfucker had all different colors of lights, and it was going in fucked up weird patterns, man. The fucking patterns were talking
Okay,
to me.
The different colors were in your mind, because I only saw one color.
No, there was different colors, man. It was like blue, green, yellows.
I only saw orange.
No, there was blue, greens, yellows. I'm not fucking kidding.
Hi, Bill.
And we were behind this motherfucker for almost 2 hours.
Thank Bill. You. We all like the back truck.
Hey,
too.
Bill. Yeah, you like that? We got more coming eventually down the road. That's going to change too, on and off. We're going to switch them in
we
and
have,
out.
We have, what, 3 or 4 of them now?
So, but yeah, we got all kinds of ideas coming. We're
actually
just
right now
fix
I
an
think
audio problem.
I have an idea.
Uh oh.
Right now,
now
I'd
we're
like
all in fucking
I'd
trouble.
Like whoever's watching to let us know how we sound, because I don't have sound on, you don't have sound on, she don't have sound on, therefore we don't know how it sounds.
Yeah, we gotta get that that mic.
And Joe has been having a lot of issues with freaking mics, so we're trying to make sure our audio's fine.
So if you can hear us, say something.
Yep. You can just type something. I don't care.
Okay, well, I'll type something.
Yeah.
Say something. And I didn't say something. I didn't say something. I said something.
Okay, anyway, what are we talking about this week, guys?
Well, last week we were going to talk about the zombie virus, coronavirus.
Ashley says it sounds good to her.
All right, are we loud awesome. Enough?
Yeah, I have, but before we get to that, because that's a pretty big subject right now.
Okay, it's a very big subject right now because the WHO had finally decided to make it a worldwide epidemic.
Yeah, well.
The WHO?
World Health Organization.
Oh. WHO.
Because it's already had a couple cases
They're mainly in China.
But I wanted to touch on a couple other subjects before that. But go ahead.
There's like 7,000 people now in China infected. And there's been 207 deaths from it in China. There are 7 cases in the United States that have been discovered, and one of the particular cases has been proven to be human-to-human contact. So it moved from human to
extremely
human.
Contagious, no cure. And
in other words, if you feel like you got the flu, you need to go in and get tested.
Don't know.
Well,
I haven't heard what the symptoms are.
They haven't figured anything totally out yet, how it gets contracted, how it's passed from one individual to another, if it's airborne, if it's human contact, if it's bodily fluids.
Symptoms of the coronavirus, cold or flu-like symptoms. In other words, if you feel like you got the cold or the flu, I suggest you go in and get tested just to make sure that you don't have the coronavirus or that they can catch it early and possibly.
But what if it's, the chances of somebody like you, me, or Mark, or us getting it are pretty slim. You'd have to, because it originated in China.
Okay, the chances of any of us are getting it is slim.
Right now.
Then why is there 7 cases in the United States, even if it originated
in China? They traveled.
It doesn't fucking matter.
They traveled to China. If they didn't isolate those people that they found affected here after they got back from traveling, then we could all be fucked because it would be an epidemic. It starts here and it starts spreading and then it's going to get here and then there's way to contain it.
You said there were 270 in China. There's actually about 858 people have died from Middle East Respiratory Syndrome,
which appeared in
2012.
It's killing pretty fast.
But that could also, it could have been around for a while and nobody knew it.
There's another thing that was posted on Facebook that my niece Jennifer posted. It's kind of interesting. Anybody remember the game Resident Evil?
The game?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And it became a movie. Remember the Umbrella Corporation?
Yes.
Remember their symbol? Shaped like an umbrella. Red and white.
Yes.
There's a company over in China that had been studying this virus. Their symbol looks just like the Umbrella Corporation symbol, only it's blue and white.
Oh, wow.
Where do you think some of that stuff comes from sometimes? When people come up with ideas for games and movies.
Hang on. No, their symbol came after the game.
Are you sure?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Now, here's another little tidbit about them. There's been a lot of civil unrest in China. Civilians have been revolting against the government. And then all of a sudden, poof, this virus comes about.
Yeah, the government being
it's a
communist
conspiracy theory, okay?
The government being a
okay, yeah.
Here's the idea: the government being a communist
the
country,
theory is
they unleashed
the
a bug.
On their people.
Okay, well, according to WebMD, coronaviruses were first identified in the 1960s, but we don't know where they come from. They get their name from their crown-like shape. Sometimes, but not often, a coronavirus can infect both animals and humans.
Yeah, that's why. Man-made.
Well, see, the thing is, though, this particular one, the coronavirus, the Wuhan coronavirus, they're believing it actually originated in a live animal.
Where it started at
in China is that marketplace where they actually sell live dogs and monkeys and
This is also another conspiracy theory. This is how these governments control the population by unleashing shit like this, these viruses and stuff like that.
You're saying governments.
Yeah, governments.
Okay. So yeah, I guess
think
this,
about it
in the foreign sense.
Even our government in some conspiracy theories
have done
things to try to control the population.
Ash says she's hearing a little bit of static.
She's starting to hear a little bit of static.
So I don't know what that is. Could be his talking.
It could be Facebook too.
Could be his talking. Anyway, in a true democracy, the people are the government, and the ones doing what need to be done in the governmental realm are the representatives of the people that were elected and put in there. Problem being is because we are about to lose our democracy, we're at the end of our democracy, getting ready to become an oligarchy dictatorship. Thanks to the complacency and willingness of the Republicans.
Well, let's not get into the politics.
But
you
kind of brought it up. I'm trying to explain to you.
I'm just saying.
In a true democracy, the people are the ones that are supposed to be in control. In China,
let
it's a communist.
Let me make a quick comment to what you
that's
just
communism.
Said.
The communism, the government, or the people that were elected, are now the sole government, and they make the decisions regardless of what the people want. And if the people want to vote them out, they can't, because there's no votes. There's no electing your representative anymore.
Wow. That's
it's just like in Russia.
Yeah.
Putin's in control. He's president forever now. And
that's because his government up and quit on him. That's what the orange clown here in the United States
wants to do.
Yeah, he's trying to
Get everybody pissed off enough to
if
where they
we
just
keep
up
talking
and quit.
About this, all we're going to do is piss off a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because nobody's going to agree with our point. Well, there's very few people left in this world that are probably going to agree to the truth, you know, of what's happening.
And that's very unfortunate.
Yeah.
You know.
But anyway.
I mean, I don't even feel safe walking around anymore like I did back in the 70s and the 80s.
You can't.
Where I felt safe walking around in any fucking neighborhood, and I didn't give a rat's ass. But nowadays, I don't even feel safe walking around this fucking small town that I live in today. And I hate to say that because
it's a
nice little small
town.
I'm not talking about the community. I feel safe in this little community. I know a few people here.
But this is private property.
And when I'm out in this community, I'm walking my dog, and people see my dog, they think wolf, and they leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah, well, they're stupid to think of.
But anyway, back on topic, I saw a couple articles. I'm not sure. I wanted to figure out what this is. Do you know who this is first to figure
RAF?
Out? Yeah, who's what's RAF?
That's our Air Force.
That's our Air Force.
Yeah, our the United States Air Force.
Okay. There. This article is in the Daily Star. Okay, on under weird news, UFO, blah, 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 on a website. Okay, it's a UK site, obviously. But anyway, they're to unseal UFO files with records to go online within the first quarter of 2020. That means they've only got a couple of months left. February, the rest of February and all of March to get this stuff online. But the Air Force closed down its UFO desk in 2009, but plans to declassify its archives and have been criticized by alien hunters who point out they said they had released everything before. So apparently they never released everything before, like they said. So they lied to you again. They say they declassified everything, and then they turn around and lie to you again and say, oh, there's more.
Now says Bill joined. Hi, Bill. Again.
You know, that's kind of fucked up, though. You know, you think about it. It also proves that the government turned around and lied to you again. They said, this is it. Here, we're releasing all this alien UFO files. Oh, wait, there's more. And we're going to, you know, declassify it and stuff.
Okay, now, do you truly think the government, as we call it now, because people don't actually see us as being the government, and them being, others being, being the employees of us, do you really truly think they're going to actually release things like that?
Well, no, this isn't, you were wrong. This was the UK government, not the, okay.
RAF, it's an Air Force. Oh, that's
the Royal Air Force.
Okay.
That's England.
So yeah, that would be the English Air Force. Well, England's
kind of I wonder how interesting, yeah, but still.
That's the one that Harry.
But either way, our Air Force, their Air Force, think about it. Those Air Force pilots are up in the sky all the time. Wouldn't it be interesting to find out what has been classified for so long? What they've really seen? You know, it's been kept a secret for so long.
Makes you wonder.
Think about it. I mean,
I have thought about
you can't see as much as they see when they're up there traveling as these Mach speeds and you know, going places that we can't go physically without that equipment. You know, they're going to see this shit, and when they report it, oh, don't say nothing. If you say something, well, you're going to get demoted, you're going to get your ranks taken away, you're going to get your rights taken away. Oh, wait. Maybe we're going to go and do something to your kid or your wife, you know, because they get threats, you know, because they did Area 51. That's what we heard out of some of those retired people from there that used to work there, that if they spoke, that part of it was that they signed these contracts and that if they spoke to something, that their family was going to be in threat or something was going to happen.
The thing is, Bob Lazar, he's the one, main one that everybody knows about who's actually talked and done interviews.
Right, but, you know...
He has confirmed.
I'd love to know what's going to be declassified.
He has confirmed that there are UFOs, that there are alien craft, that our government had at Area 51, that they were reverse engineering.
It'd be pretty fucking stupid to think we're the only ones in existence.
Well, you know, it's pretty fucking naive.
Yeah, that too.
But the funny thing is, now, you gotta think about this too. Everybody knows about Roswell. Everybody knows about 1947 crash. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's kind of a common knowledge thing anymore. Because there was, you know, smallest kids fucking learn.
Oh yeah. Shit. Plus, I mean, they made that place super famous after, oh, we're going to rush the place and see what's really in there.
What they don't learn is the fact that it was a new equipment, a new radar testing that brought this aircraft down. And another thing they don't learn is the fact that it wasn't just one. It was three flying saucers that our Air Force, and I'm not sure, actually they claim they were testing this new radar equipment. I'm thinking they were testing a new weapon,
sonar,
and they brought these ships down and captured them. The one that hit in New Mexico in Roswell, on that farmer's ranch,
that's
the one that's the most known and famous one because of the fact that General Ramey's, who was in charge and sending his lieutenants out there to discover it, he's the one that released that it was a UFO.
Were the people, that were running Roswell or Area 51 brought them down?
You gotta think of it this way. You really gotta think of it this way. The reason we have these aircraft or these ships to reverse engineer is because the other two didn't disintegrate on impact. They didn't come down with a hard enough thud to disintegrate. So we were able to capture them, capture the creatures inside, and take the ships to be looked at, be reverse engineered.
So
that's where cell phones come from.
Did you ever see that video?
That's why our computers are so fast.
That show where they were interviewing the guy from Area 51. He worked there or whatever. And he showed you this old footage of a piece of metal that they found from around there. And he was talking about this piece of metal like it was nothing they had ever seen before because, you know, it like reshaped itself sometime or whatever, or did something.
It looked like a piece of foil.
Yeah, but it wasn't foil. You could
crumple it up into a ball, set it down, and it would reshape itself back out flat. Without even having any assistance.
That is cool.
And there wouldn't be wrinkles or anything in it.
Right.
But you could see the tear lines from where it came off the ship from the crash. The thing is with that, I'm thinking nanotech. And that's why, you know, that's why later on during this 80s, you started hearing about nanotech because they finally was able to break the code and figure out what it was.
Or maybe that's where that Star Trek idea came from, where they built the tank on the one Enterprise when they brought the whale back from the past.
Transparent aluminum.
I mean, maybe that really is something that does exist, and that's what that was, because you don't really see them, and then there's the technology of what do they call it, like a cloaking device. That would make sense because it's like aluminum.
It kind of
does like the mirror, you know, like a thousand, you know, it makes like a reflection all around the ship to reflect everything that it's, you know, to make it look like it's not there.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, in a way, that's kind of
that's cloaking the theory.
In a way, Samsung kind of did that too with a semi. They put cameras on the front of the semi and screen kind of set up on the back of the semi.
Yeah.
And the cameras are filming whatever's in front of the semi and showing it on the screen in the back of the semi. So it kind of hides the semi from view.
Really?
So you can see what's in front of that semi.
Oh.
Yeah, Samsung already did that.
But still.
But that's kind of the technologies and the way that works.
Yeah.
The cameras capture what's next to the ship and then produce an image on the other side.
That would explain why that metal would have to do what
would happen. What would happen with our current technology, knowing what we know, to do a cloak of an entire ship like that, you would need a camera and projection system. In other words, you'd need enough cameras on all parts of the ship to be able to film 360 degrees in front, back, everywhere around the ship, but yet have also a projector system that would be able to project the image out from the ship, and that's all you're going to see is what's on the other side of the ship.
But unless that metal does something spectacular and kind of blends in like a chameleon, and you wouldn't see shit either.
Right, well, that's the thing. But I'm not saying that technology. I'm saying with the current technology.
With what we've got, I mean,
that's what you'd have to do. You'd have to use something similar to that.
Well, that's why they're redoing a bunch of crap in fucking Hollywood. Oh, we got better technology now, so we're just going to rehash a bunch of old movies.
We're going to rehash a piece of shit that didn't make it.
we're gonna rehash a great movie, but we're gonna do a better job in the graphics and stuff.
Or how about this?
But the storyline's gonna suck.
How about this one for you? You ready to hear this one? I don't know if you guys knew about this. Remember the show Fantasy Island?
The plan.
Did you know they're
yeah, I saw that.
They're making a movie called Fantasy Island.
Wasn't there a show? Wasn't there a show called that?
It's a horror.
Fantasy Island.
It had Mr. Rourke on it.
And the little itty bitty
movie they are making.
Yeah, but the guy
is a horror.
The guy that was most besides the midget, the guy that they ran that movie was the.
How can they do that? How can they take the name of a popular show and make it into a horror movie?
They're fucked. They're stupid.
Isn't that wrong? I mean, isn't that kind of copyright?
No. The Hollywood owns rights to all kinds of shit.
They can purchase the rights to anything as long as they got enough money and it's
no, they're not. You know,
that's wrong.
It's like
that is wrong.
It is wrong because
I would have saw that
Hollywood
name
wouldn't like it
annoying
because
I used to watch that show every week.
I know.
All the time. And I would have watched that movie, and I would have had nightmares.
Just saying.
Because Fantasy Island, to me, is that island where people's dreams come true.
Yeah.
And I remember the little guy saying, "The plane! The plane!"
Yeah.
There's one. There's another news story I found. Where'd it go?
This one says Cult of Weird.
Yeah, this is on the Cult of Weird website. Weird.
All right. Alaskan rocks.
Yeah, you can now own a piece of this cursed place.
Cursed place. What is this cursed place called?
Alaskan rocks for sale.
Own a piece of Aleister Crowley's house.
Mr. Crowley.
And it's not the Crowley from Supernatural. I mean, that would be kind of cool.
Who is Alice?
King of Hell.
Who is Aleister Crowley?
Aleister Crowley. I'm getting to that.
He's gonna
tell you. This fits in. Aleister Crowley.
He's the most evil man in the world.
Yeah, he was considered one of the most evil men in the world.
He used to summon demons.
Including, kind of like a warlock.
He allegedly summoned the 12 kings of hell, including Lucifer.
There it is,
himself.
Right here. I found that.
Kind of like a warlock.
Today the place is nothing but charred ruins. Okay?
Charred rubbly ruin.
They're selling the leftover rocks of the place is basically what's going on.
Just to make money.
Right.
And all they are stupid rocks.
All right, but it was owned by what they call
selling pieces of what's left of the house.
Right.
Because it was a stone house. They're selling pieces that were left. And because of the background and history of it, you can own a piece of the cursed house.
Okay, I'm sorry. That sounds creepy.
And there's a lot of people.
He was called the
wickedest. Yeah, you would take it home and put it in your house, and you'd have spirits coming after you.
Here it is. I found a part of this article. He was the wickedest man in the world. Aleister Crowley, at the turn of the 20th century, conducted numerous black rituals, which some believe left Boleskine cursed. It has long been said that many of the 115 spirits that Crowley claimed to have conjured, which included the 12 kings and dukes of hell, as well as Lucifer himself, are lurking within the walls of this place.
Wow.
I mean, you talk about somebody that's pure evil. That's like pure evil right fucking there.
You know something? Fuck owning a rock. I want his book.
What book?
His spell book. The book he wrote all those conjurings down in.
Is it even around?
Oh, wait.
You know how much that would be
now,
worth?
Here's
right
the
now?
Reason. Oh, you want to know the reason they're selling the rocks? All right. May still see new life. These formed the not-for-profit house foundation with the goal of restoring it to its original design. So they're raising money to.
So they're selling the rocks. So you're gonna get your name on a rock that'll be in the house that's gonna be rebuilt.
That are laying around because they're gonna restore that place.
Yeah, and then you'll get your name on a rock that goes onto the house, so that everybody can see who contributed.
Offering the actual pieces of for sale on eBay.
Wait, you leaving us?
You are purchasing one of the original stones of up to 400 grams and one bag of charred remains from the fire on July 31st, 2019 from the house.
Oh, wow.
So a fire just happened last year.
Yeah. So how do you spell Alistair?
A-L-I-S-T-E-R.
And Crowley is C R O
W L E Y.
Actually, it's A L E I S.
Yeah, I before E, except don't forget that rule. I before E, except after C.
C I S T E R.
Whatever. I forget that fucking rule. I was never good at English.
Mr.
I slept through most of English.
Oh, I was never good at English.
Yeah, I didn't win no spelling bees, that's for fucking sure.
Yep.
If it Aleister wasn't for
Crowley and the
Treasure
House
computer,
of Images.
I'd have a hell of a dive. Or automatic spell check.
Aleister Crowley, that original wax recordings, LP new vinyl. Ooh. Aleister Crowley, magic rock and roll. And the wickedest man in the world. Okay, I'm seeing everything except for the rocks. Treasury of magical sheets.
But wouldn't it be cool just to go out there? I mean, I don't even know where this place is right now. I'm pretty sure it's like someplace in the UK.
Dark Star Rising. Magic and power in the age of Trump.
Scotland. It's in Scotland. It looks like. But wouldn't it be cool to go out there with some cool meters and stuff and take readings and stuff and film and to see what it was like at night, during the day and at night out there? I bet that'd be cool as fuck. You know, it's just one of those things that...
Okay, here we go. Here's the history of him. I found a Wikipedia page with the history of him. He was born Edward Alexander Crowley, the 12th of October, 1875.
Holy cow.
England. He was born in Worcester, England. Warwickshire, England. He passed away December 1st, 1947, at the age of 72. In East Sussex.
Wow.
And he's got college degrees. And he was married twice. Rose Edith Kelly. And then Maria Teresa Sanchez. He has five children.
Wow.
he was an English occultist, ceremonial magic, poet, painter, novelist, and mountaineer. He founded the religion of Thelema, identifying himself as the prophet entrusted with guiding humanity into the Aeon of Hours. In the early 20th century.
Yeah.
A prolific writer, he published widely over the course of his life.
So the guy published.
Mm-hmm. Born to a wealthy family in Royal Leamington Spa, Warwickshire, he rejected his parents.
You know who he looks like, don't you?
Fester.
I was just going to say Fester Adams. From the original black and white series.
He rejected his parents' Christian Plymouth Brethren faith to pursue an interest in Western esotericism. That's kind of a weird name. He was educated at Trinity College in Cambria. He, again, mountaineering and poet. That's where most of his attention went to.
Is there a white furball down by my feet?
Yes, there is.
Awesome. Furball is down there. She's in our feet's way.
And she's sleeping.
He was recruited into the British Intelligence Agency.
Why would you want to restore that place?
Historic.
If so much evil took place there. Anyway, check this out. This was also last year. This was over Utah. Alright. This was over Utah. Okay. And this pilot filmed this cigar-shaped object in the sky from his cockpit. Okay. And this was over Utah last year. Check it out. What do you think of that? We're going to figure out how to get this so that it can appear in the background. Yeah, somebody threw a frisbee in my ass.
That's way the hell up there, too.
Yeah.
He's up there pretty far.
Yeah, he's in like a fighter jet.
Look at the terrain and the way it looks, then yeah.
Yeah, 40,000 feet.
Well, can't she bring that up on a different page over there and then?
Yeah, I have to get that set up so that it'll do that later.
Why aren't you doing it?
I don't have that set up. I was gonna have that. You know,
he hasn't figured that part out.
I would have had that all that. Figured out if it wasn't for all the fucking audio problems.
Otherwise,
I could bring it up on this other screen.
Did a little homework this week before our show, and I had this in here last night
you
and early this morning, bookmarking some of this stuff before we started today. So I had my bookmarks up over here.
Yeah, he had his laptop on his lap and almost dropped it.
Because I was sitting over there using my computer because that's where I saw this stuff, and I was putting it over here so that I could bring it over here and bring it up.
Oh, joy.
You know, I mean, I first saw that story like last week when we were talking about the one virus we were going to talk about, and I said, well, I got a couple other subjects for that too, but still, I'm still fucking spooked about the fucking aliens talking to me and the UFO shit that happened to us.
Joy keeps moving the camera, by the way, guys.
Shit, man.
Yeah, we got a little white fur ball underneath the table, and she keeps bumping the camera stand.
She's actually laying in between the legs.
Really?
Yes. She's got her head by one leg, her feet by the other leg.
It was taken over Zion National Park in the U.S. state, obviously Utah, it said. Mm-hmm. Shows the strange white object making its way across the sky. Its shape appears much like a cigar or even a Tic Tac, matching dozens of similar sightings over the past few months. Given the altitude of the craft, it's difficult to see how fast it's traveling. The clip was taken back in September 2019, but the footage only surfaced yesterday after being posted by a YouTube channel, Tales from Out There. So the YouTube channel you can find this on is Tales from Out There. They were the original people that posted this video about this cigar-shaped object that appeared in over Utah, over, what was that, Zion National Park. You know, they were 40,000 feet in the air.
See, I told you he was up there a ways.
Well, yeah, 40,000 feet in the air. And it was taken from, the video recording is taken from a cockpit at 40,000 feet of an object flying at a lower altitude over the terrain. So he was up, and it must have been like a camera on the plane underneath, you know, how some of those jets have that camera that's mounted underneath. because it was blowing me, said to have an object flying at a lower altitude over the terrain. So he was above it. So you're looking down on this video. That's why you see the terrain, the mountain terrain, yeah, and stuff. Yeah, he was at 40,000 feet. He was well above the mountains and stuff there. You know, yeah. Considering most mountains probably in Utah range, what, probably 5,000 feet or so? Maybe? Who knows? I don't know. I've never looked around mountains.
They could have been around 5,000, 6,000 feet. Depends on that mountain range where he says. And then
it doesn't specify. It's just, yeah, Zion National Park. In Utah. So, and I'm not sure exactly where that park is in Utah, so.
Because I want to read through this later.
But I've seen all of this. I bookmarked because I see these stories and stuff like this from this one in my mailbox and this website here, the Daily Star out of UK. And this one called Cult of the Weird. I mean, they got some weird shit in here, I tell you, if you just look at the Weird News page.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking I want to get my hands on some old books that he has.
Who has?
I was going to say, there's some from 1899.
I know.
I noticed.
But you were looking at it too?
I was looking at the eBay, because I was looking up the rocks. And all that came up were his books. So
yeah, it'd be interesting to get some copies of this.
The one that was from 1899, there were two different ones. One was for $600 and one was for $345.
Yeah, but why would you want books from a guy that was dubbed what he was dubbed? You know, the wickedest man in the world. I mean, that's like wanting to read a book.
Okay.
That Charles Manson.
Are you thinking there might be some bad juju with those books?
He's not. Understand. See, that's why I don't like.
No, you want to sit there. He wants to sit there.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't quite understand what I'm saying.
He wants to sit there and get his hands on the book so he can conjure the spirits himself.
No.
No,
you gotta realize what I've been through.
He's a crazy fucker. He wants to sit there and conjure them himself. He's like, yeah, I'll do that.
And possibly, maybe find something that I can
play. Told with. Ya. He's a sick fucker. I mean, anybody.
Well, next thing we'll know, he's going to be opening up a gate in his apartment.
I would have. Never know. You know, I've known that.
And we won't see him for a while.
I've known that he's been a sick fucker for years. I had to be extremely careful when going and visiting his house, and he's down in the basement because that's where he was all the time.
That was probably that little area there was probably the cleanest place in the house.
Well, that doesn't matter. I'm not getting into that right now. But I'd always have to be careful going down there because you never know what the motherfucker was watching.
Oh, so you had to tiptoe down the steps and kind of peek around?
You didn't want to tiptoe down the steps. I had announced that I was coming down the steps to make sure he wasn't watching.
I wasn't watching
consumption, jumption,
was...
or junction, or whatever.
There was
the
a, there
was
a website.
Sick fucking website.
That was called
sick motherfucker.
Shut your mouth and I'll tell you. There was a website that was called Consumption Junction.
Okay.
It had everything on it.
It was.
And I literally mean everything. There's a parody video on there of a husband and wife talking about doing some role play. And this was during Bush's administration, Bush Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And he's over by the closet looking through all their different costumes and stuff. And, you know, well, honey, you want to be the milkmaid and I can be the cow tonight? Or you want to, I'll be the mailman and you be the housewife? No. Hey, I know. How about I be George Bush and you be the country? Okay. And then they're screwing on the bed. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you real good. And she's like, oh, yes, George, give it to me, give it to me. And it's like, it's funnier shit, and I actually have it on one of my other hard drives. Stuff like that. Or a video taken from a street camera in Thailand. Dude swerving in and out of traffic with his girlfriend on the back of the bike.
And she flies off
the back. She falls off the back of the bike. She's wearing a helmet. The fucking semi runs over her head.
That's stuff like you see on Inhumanities. But that's not the sick fucking shit I was talking about. But anyway.
Or Boomhouse. Boomhouse, I have that video.
We don't want to gross out our audience, okay?
I'm not grossing anybody out. Boomhouse is a house that has Christmas lights all over it, and they're flashing to Siberian Orchestra's that fast one they do.
So what do you think of this?
SpaceX's illegal fleet of
5G satellites could wipe out life on Earth. Activists say that 12,000 new satellites, which were approved without environmental checks, will envelop the atmosphere in a harmful radiation that could threaten our existence. That's what they're saying.
The 5G has been considered to be a threatening radiation. And our government, our government.
Well, no, it's researchers, scientists.
You're not listening.
Yeah, I get it. The government put them up there.
The government actually approved it without extensive research, and that's a problem. Yeah. 4G is bad enough. 4G causes enough problems.
Yeah, now they're linking the 5G phones to cancer, too. But didn't they do that to cell phones when they first came out?
They did that with cell phones when they first came out. And that would be the proximity to the head because you're doing this.
Well, you got them glued to the fucking head nowadays.
You got
to glue the fucking thing to their hand, put in headphones, and they're sitting there like this typing and texting to the same person that's in the same fucking room across the thing from them because they can't talk anymore. They forgot how to talk. We're going to text now. We forgot how to talk. Did you get that?
Yeah, but you can think.
I just texted you. Now get
and
that.
And now, but, now you know, there's for, cars. We're not gonna talk no more. There's cars that have Bluetooth in them.
These, you can think the reverse engineering of the spacecrafts.
Really?
That's how we got these.
This is what
And you know what? Here's something that's really fucking weird, okay? You know, this little device right here that I'm holding in my hand? Mm-hmm. This phone. This is the G7 or the S7 from Samsung. Okay? This phone is more powerful than this computer.
How is that?
Because this phone has a faster processor and more RAM than this fucking computer has in it.
How is that?
Technology.
Technology.
It advances that fast.
So they're making things bigger in smaller packages.
Oh yeah.
Making they always more have powerful in smaller packages. That's been the motto.
Here, think about this. If you
want something that can run an entire household, and be big enough to put in your
hand. Well, they've already had that. The House of Xanadu that, you know, pretty much. It was the first concept of that. One of the first concepts of a house running everything.
You know what? Won't you have a Twinkie show?
No, here, listen. Think about how big. When a laptop first came out, how big and heavy these things used to be.
Yeah.
Well, here's a good comparison as is right now with the laptop I got sitting here and the one he's got sitting here. This one here is an older model than this. This one, you can see, is thicker.
Yeah.
Hey, here's your side profile. It's thicker.
And this folded up is still thinner.
Turn yours around to side by side. Look at this. Fucking thickness. And the lids comparison.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, well, look at this device. Here.
Did you take this and wipe your ass with it?
Yeah. Well, I told you Scott Tissue was going to come in today and visit you. He knows all the ass
shows.
That ain't
Scott Tissue. I know Scott Tissue. That ain't
See?
Scott Tissue.
See? See? He knows Scott Tissue. He knows all the ass shows. But anyway, and then there's this. Look at this. And I thought,
But that's the funny part.
Okay, this is just a little Kindle Fire, and this motherfucker can sit there and talk back to me. Because it's got built-in Alexa.
But here's the funnier part about this. This thing isn't even as powerful as this.
No, but this is just a tiny little one. I mean, they've got them bigger and better than this, too.
But what I'm saying is, all of that this is still even a tiny smaller little than compact that, thing. And this is so, even faster and more stuff it can do than this does.
And 20 years ago, there was no such thing as these or laptops.
Nope.
Actually, the laptops back then were like super huge, and the batteries were even really heavy.
And computers took up a whole room.
Oh, that was even further back.
Oh, back in the 60s when they were developing the rockets and trying to put a man on the moon for the first time, one IBM computer would take up an entire room about almost the size of your trailer.
Yeah.
And that was just one computer, just to calculate the mathematical solutions to the problems that they had at the time.
Right.
Now, this little device here can calculate that and more.
Right. I mean, desktops were bigger and heavier and bulkier and junkier.
Actually,
they have those all-in-ones that are just the monitors.
Well, yeah, those are a piece of shit. So.
But desktops now are kind of stayed the same. They've just gotten, the interiors have gotten faster and more powerful. And
the looks on the
thing
outside
is,
get
though,
nicer.
Right, well,
and,
the looks on the outside, you get more curves, more angles, more, you know.
Yeah, because they weren't all like a square thing that you
but,
set.
But the thing is with the desktops, okay, the interior gets redesigned. The exterior gets a facelift. But the interior also has to be redesigned to be placing more fans inside of it as well, because the smaller your components get and the faster they get,
the hotter they get, the more heat
they generate.
That's what
so
I just said.
You got to get rid of that heat, because heat is a computer's
worst
death
nightmare.
Sentence.
Yeah.
That is a computer's death sentence.
Oh, yeah. You know, if your computer overheats, you're gonna fry out that motherboard.
And here,
a new computer, or
even
be
with
a computer
even
tech.
With these, even with the desktops, phones, your tablets, everything, including these things right here that we're using right now, this
little webcams.
You can thank the backwards engineering of an alien spacecraft. That's where everything that we've got right
and
now.
Everything's got a fucking camera in it nowadays.
Everything that's technology based, that's fast like these, that's where most of it came from.
Thank God they didn't have this technology when we were kids. There'd be so much stupid shit we did when we were young that would be on fucking record.
You realize how stupid our nation would be?
Everybody walking around with a fucking camera. Oh my God!
No, if we had this technology,
would have been like personified.
If we had this technology when we were kids, we'd be even more stupid than we are right now.
Oh yeah, but the generations are getting more and more stupid as technology gets smarter.
We're coming up on an hour.
Okay. Actually, I believe the millennials are actually going to be the ones that are going to drag us out of all this mess. They're going to be the ones that are going to be smart about things.
Yeah.
All right. Now, before we go, I have something I need to say.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
That's trouble.
You guys, I already talked to you about. And I want to get the word out on this, because this is something that's going to be extremely important come October. I don't know how many people who would watch this are familiar with what they're calling the real ID. I don't have one yet, but up here in this corner, up here, you're going to have a star that's there instead of whatever's there. And this is not just for the state of Wisconsin, this is for the entire nation. They are the officials, the government officials that are toeing the line on this are saying that it is because you're going to need it to fly domestically or to fly at all. And if you don't have it, then you're not going to get on that plane unless you produce a passport and a birth certificate, I think it is. So that's how they're saying this is going down, what it's going to be used for. But I am here right now, here, 1st of February, 2023, 2020, talking about this real ID, and I'm telling you what's going to happen is if you do not have this, when you go to vote in November,
you're not going to be able to vote.
You're not going to be able to vote. They will either turn you away or they'll hand you a piece of paper that is a provisional ballot that never gets counted.
And the thing is,
say, you got to use this.
And at the same time, the thing is, they're not making this publicly known to
And they are not making it publicly known.
That this is changing.
That's because they don't, they want to make it to where nobody.
To suppress voters.
Now, they do have,
sorry, we're supposed to take this on a political rant, but this is kind
no,
of
this is very important, and people are not understanding and they're not seeing it.
Well, maybe we
and I know we shouldn't do, shouldn't do policy or politicals in this because that's something we don't do anymore. We did before and we pissed too many people off, and that's something we don't want to do, but it is really, really important. This is really important because I am not kidding you. Okay, yes, they are saying it's because they want to make sure that the that you can fly and all this other stuff,
yeah,
but the whole thing is
thing, you know,
for years
terrorism
years they have been trying to suppress the vote because they know that the more people that get out there and vote, the less they win.
Yep.
And this, they is the Republican side of the party.
They is not the Republican. It's those secret societies that's running the fucking government that these Republicans are part of.
So we can play their game for a little bit. Get that damn real ID. Make sure that you're going to be able to vote. Make sure that once you get that real ID, you check the voter rolls and make sure they haven't kicked you off of it. Make sure you are registered in. That way you can vote.
That way your voice can be heard.
Which way to vote, and I don't give a shit which way you vote.
But you'll be
I
able to vote.
I just want you to be able to vote. Yeah. And I know for a fact.
Don't let them take your rights away.
Yeah. I know for a fact that's what this is all about.
Don't let them take your rights away.
Rights away.
The government's
you are
to take...
part of this country. You're a citizen of the United States. And our United States has a democracy, and our democracy is starting to fucking.
And they're trying to take more and more rights away from you, and bring us down, because they don't want us to realize that some of the system's fucking busted and needs to be fixed, especially the Electoral College, because they should be like the president should be like anybody else. Win by popular vote, not some fucking rigged system.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's I all agree. I got to say on that. Otherwise, I'm going to go on a big rant.
But no, and we don't want to go on a rant, okay? We really don't want to go on a rant. And I don't want to be pushing anybody's buttons, and I don't want to piss anybody off. But the whole thing is, it's very important. That's why I'm saying it. That's why I'm telling people. And I hope people who do watch this pass this on to friends and family members and make sure that they know that they need to get this done, because it's part of their damn game to suppress the vote.
We'll just do a special bonus show just on that and put it out there like a special alert or something. So, maybe.
And if I upset anybody or pissed anybody off because I said anything about this,
grow a fucking pair of testicles. No, don't apologize.
No, I do.
Grow a fucking pair of testicles. This fucking country's gone fucking soft. I'm sorry. That's just it.
Fucking
country's gone soft.
I agree.
People are getting offended by too fucking much.
This entire country has turned into a nation of snowflakes.
I mean, comics can't even be comics nowadays without offending somebody. I mean, comics are even afraid of out there of doing their fucking routines because they're afraid of offending some fucking group or some fucking person.
And they
fuck
shouldn't be.
No.
They should be able to do their routines no matter what, because it's not like they're actually picking on certain people. It's just part of their routine.
Everybody's entitled to their right to their opinion. You know, something funny happens. You know, you got to have a sense of humor. Fucking laugh about it. Laugh about yourself. Laugh about, you know, fucking comedy and laughter. It's the best fucking medicine. Get rid of the fucking hate. But that's all I got to say about this. So if you like what you see or you like what you hear, follow us, watch us, share us with your friends. Check us out, www.utterlyinsaneproductions.com. Tell your friends, subscribe to us on YouTube. And if you shop on Amazon, use the link at the top of the page to help us grow.
Oh, and just so you know, if you use AVG, the AVG browser, it doesn't show up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It'll show up on Mozilla's
It should show Firefox.
It'll show up on the Internet Explorer, and it'll show up on the Google Chrome. But the AVG, which is, it looks like Google Chrome, but for some reason it blocks it, and I can't figure out how to unblock it.
That's because it's tied into the AVG antivirus thing.
Thank you for listening. This has been EarlyInsaneProductions.com. Bye.